From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A flare-up of violence along the Israel-Gaza border subsided Wednesday, as Palestinian officials said an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire had been reached with Israel. Israeli officials did not confirm an agreement had been reached, but said if mortar and rocket fire from militants in Gaza stopped, then Israel would halt its response attacks. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Israel has not formally agreed to the ceasefire on grounds that it does not negotiate with terrorist organizations. Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi says Israel's Gaza policy is based on deterrence. He warned that those who attack Israel will face a harsh military response. Israeli officials say the formula is simple. Quiet will be met with quiet, and fire with fire. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The U.S. military in Afghanistan says it killed more than 70 senior Taliban leaders this month in a series of precision strikes, dealing a major blow to the insurgency. An official announcement Wednesday listed details of the strikes conducted over a 10-day period starting from May 17th and hitting targets mostly around the southern Afghan province of Helmand. An Afghan policeman was killed in an attack Wednesday on the headquarters of the Interior Ministry in the capital, Kabul. Attackers armed with assault rifles and grenade launchers stormed the heavily fortified headquarters of the Afghan Interior Ministry on Wednesday, battling security forces for more than 2 hours. This is VOA News. Ukraine's security chief says his organization put in place a plan to have a prominent Russian war correspondent and Kremlin critic fake his own death. The plan was designed to save the reporter's life. It had been in the works for 2 months. The Trump administration on Wednesday imposed new sanctions on 3 Iranian organizations and 6 Iranians whom it says have committed serious human rights abuses on behalf of Iran. The United Nations Children's Fund says hundreds of thousands of severely malnourished children in Mali are at risk of dying because the security situation in the country is worsening. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
On a visit to Mali's capital, Bamako, on Tuesday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed for funds to support the G5 Sahel force, which is composed of troops from Mali, Niger, Chad, Burkina Faso, and Mauritania. The force was created to contain the West African jihadists active in Mali and nearby countries. UNICEF calls the crisis in Mali one of the most forgotten in the world. It notes nearly 80% of the agency's $37 million humanitarian appeal for this year remains unfunded. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A leading Republican is speaking out about President Trump's claim that the FBI planted a spy in his 2016 campaign. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, a former federal prosecutor and a longtime Trump supporter, has now been briefed by the Justice Department and the FBI. He says there is no evidence the FBI planted a spy in the Trump camp.
I don't know what the FBI could have done or should have done other than run out a lead that someone loosely connected with the campaign was making assertions about Russia.
So why does President Trump keep saying this?
I don't know. I've never met or talked to the president.
Congressman Trey Gowdy on CBS This Morning with host Gail King. I'm Rita Foley.
President Trump signed legislation Wednesday to give patients with deadly diseases the so-called right to try experimental drugs that might extend their lives. At a White House signing ceremony, the president called the measure a fundamental freedom for people with life-threatening conditions to use medications that have shown promise in initial testing, but have not been approved by American regulators for sale to the public. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.